from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, following a rash of fatal accidents involving e-bikes and motorbikes, New Jersey is moving to scrap all current classifications of e-bikes and expand the definitions of what qualifies as an electric bike and how they're regulated. The biggest change would be requiring a license, registration, and insurance for nearly every type of e-bike, including low-powered versions that only provide an assist to pedal power and can't even go more than a few miles an hour. The majority of New Jersey hospitals are doing what's needed to prevent patients from medical errors, infections, and injuries. That's according to the Leapfrog Group's Fall 2025 Hospital Safety Guide, in which hospitals are given a safety letter grade.
New Jersey again ranks third in the nation. This time we gave more than 52% of New Jersey's hospitals an A. These hospitals are making it a priority to protect their patients from both medical errors and infections, which saves lives every day.
And 35 New Jersey hospitals received an A, with only one hospital getting a D. A New Jersey News brought to you by Bet365. When it comes to sports books, Bet365 has it all. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be located in New Jersey. Google is out with the top searches of 2025.
Conservative activist Charlie Kirk was the highest trending search of the year. He was shot and killed while speaking at Utah Valley University in September. Meanwhile, the hit Netflix animated movie K-pop Demon Hunters came in second, followed by the hot collectible LaBooBoo Dolls in third. Other hot search topics for 2025 included the government shutdown and tariffs. Google compiled the list from data between January 1st and November 25th. I'm at Mattinson.
And the 2026 World Cup draw takes place today, with next year's World Cup matches coming to New Jersey. The draw will reveal where countries are placed among 12 groups. Eight matches, including the World Cup final, will be played at MetLife Stadium next year. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How long is it going to stay this cold? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A storm system is passing south of New Jersey today. Now, that means not only are we dealing with frigid temperatures, but also abundant cloud cover and some snow showers. The best chance for light snow accumulations today will be south of the Atlantic City Expressway, on the order of a healthy coating. Meanwhile, high temperatures this afternoon only reaching the lower 30s. Freezing mark, that's it. Tonight will be cloudy and calm. Temperatures only drop a few degrees to about 30. And this weekend will be better, not quite as cold. Mostly cloudy skies tomorrow with a chance of a flurry or sprinkle, highs around 40. Clouds and sun on Sunday with a chance of a late day shower, highs in the lower 40s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now around New Jersey, it's a cold one out there. It's 21 degrees in Flemington, 27 degrees in Freehold, and Pennsville is 24. And weather brought to you by Estates Roadshow. Gold is now around $4,000 an ounce. If you've got gold or silver laying around, Estates Roadshow wants it. They're paying top dollar, broken chains, old rings, coins, watches, diamonds, vintage jewelry, and a whole lot more. Go online to EstatesRoadshow.com. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.